Okay, somebody, Mark, you're the one who wins today.
Wow, you're a winner.
All right. Erev Tov, we continue in the Rambam. Mor Nevuchim. You want to see the screen too?
Well, otherwise, Mark's job is minimal.
I'm sorry about that. Anyway, this chapter is going to be a good chapter. They're all good chapters. Where's the thing?
With what?
Here. Oh. This chapter is like real. You'll understand it. It's Lumdish. He gives shot in the Psukim. It's going to be really a Geschmack chapter, not one that's going to be so hard to hear. No. Did it not go on? It's going on. It's taking its time. It's had off for a week. It's to show itself, and I'm sure it's going to say you have to redo the whole thing, right? Let's see.
What's Disney? Cinemark.
That's just, we're just sorry for you that are waiting in Torah. We're trying to get all the technology together.
Here we are. We're up and running. And it's recording, Rabbi.
Okay, let's just move everything. Okay. All right. All right. Now we're ready to go. Okay. So we're continuing to discuss the different names of Hashem and the Shem HaMeforesh, which the Yud Hey Vav Hey, which means Hashem is a necessary being. And now we talked about different other names of Hashem. And now we're going to talk about another way of expressing this name of Hashem. And you'll see how the Rambam uses it and in what way to show an incredibly novel pshat in the Chumash. So before we look into the text, you've got a sheet in front of you, which is Shmos Per Gimel. And this is where Hashem sees Moshe at the burning bush. And he says in Pasuk Yud, V'ato l'cho v'eshlach l'cho el paro, and now go and I will send you to paro, v'hotzi asami b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, and take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Okay. And then Moshe says in the next Pasuk, V'yomer Yisrael gave him, Mi anochi, who am I? Ki elech al paro, that I'm going to go to paro. V'hotzi as b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, I will get the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Okay. Vayomer, and Hashem says in your days, he says, Kiya imach, I will be with you. And this will be the sign that I sent you out, that when the Jewish people will serve Hashem on Har Sinai. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Moshe Elokim, Moshe Hashem, Hinachi bo b'nei Yisrael, I will go to the Jews, and I'll say, Elokei avoseichem shalchani aleichem, the God of your forefathers sent me to you. Vramalin, they'll say to me, Mashemo, what's his name? Ma'amar Aleim, what will I say to them? Now, what kind of question is that? How do you learn a Pashup Shat in this Pasuk? Just what's Pashup Shat? I'm going to go to them, and I'm going to say, the God of your forefathers, right, sent me to you, okay? And they're going to say, Mashimo, what's his name? What kind of question is that?
I guess Hashem has different...
But what do they care?
Why would he be interested? Why would who?
Hashem said, what's his name? What do you mean, what's his name?
The Israelites.
Does it make a difference what his name is? Okay. Vayomer, okay, that's a problem. Pasuk Yudalet. Vayomer Elokim Moshe. Hashem said, Moshe. Ekye Asher Ekye. I am that I am. Vayomer, he says, Kosomer Leisrael, tell the Jewish people, Ekye Shlochani, Ekye sent me to you. Okay, good. So now, and then Hashem says to Moshe, okay, you're going to tell them, God tells you to go out, etc., etc. And then in Tezayin, he says, Lech v'asafta zikne Israel, go gather the elders of Israel and tell them that what? Hashem lo kev osechem nir alei, the Hashem, the God of your forefathers, appeared to me, etc., etc. Okay, fine. And then in Yud Ches, they will listen to your voice. You and the elders will come to the king of Egypt and you'll tell them that Hashem wants you to send us out. Okay, now we go to the next pair. Vayan Moshe, and Moshe responds, Vayomer, Vehein lo yameli, the Jews won't believe me. Vayish megoli, they won't listen to my voice. Kiryomer, they're going to say, Lo nirei lecha Hashem, Hashem didn't appear to you. Ayomer Elov Hashem. Hashem says, Mazeh. And then he goes and tells him the signs. The signs that you'll turn the stick into a snake, you'll get saras, this and that. So what's the flow of all these psukim? So if you look in the English we have over here, just this basic, just to summarize the points. Hashem tells Moshe to redeem the Jews from Egypt. Moshe says, who am I? God responds, I will be with you. Moshe asks, but they will ask me, what is his name? God says, I am that I am. Moshe assures Moshe that David and Israel will listen to you. Moshe responds, but they won't believe me. God's response, perform these miracles. Now, let's think about this. I mean, of the two things that Moshe asks, which one should he ask first and which one should he ask second? Well, in other words, point three versus point six.
Six should be first.
Yeah. They won't believe me.
Right.
Okay, this is going to be. And Bechlau, what is his name? What do you mean, what is his name? It make a difference what his name is?
Right, Jimmy, Sam.
Okay, this is the issues that the Rambam has to deal with. And as he tells us, and what is this name of Ekya Asher Ekya?
Why does question six exist when number five, Hashem says, B'nai Yisrael will listen to you? If Hashem is assuring him, then why is he asking now that they won't believe him?
That's also true. Very good question. So Rambam says a lot of really important chidushim over here. And helps us understand what is this name of Ekya Asher Ekya. What does that mean? I am that what I am that I am. Or I will be what I will be. So not, we're looking inside now. Naktim Hatza'ah. Let's preface with some Hatza'ah. It's like an explanation that will make it easy for you to understand. We're trying to get to a point, and let's explain this. Kizeh Asher Amar Olav Hashom. Of Amruli Mashmo, that which Moshe said, they're going to say to me, Mashmo, what is his name? Ma Amar Lehem, what am I going to say to them? Heich Nasa Shela Zu Hechrech Esolim, what is so important about this question? What does it matter what this is? Asher Shoba Ma Yosef, that I have to know what to answer? That's the first point. Next, Vihine Amru, Vehein Lo Yamuli. They won't believe me. Lo Yishmu Goli won't listen to my voice. Ki Amru, Ki Lo Ner Alech Hashem, that Hashem didn't appear to you. Now, Hashem, who Barur Ma'od, Shekach Roy, Lomar, Lechol Misha Toynes, and Nevua, At Shiovi Raya. Yes, it makes sense that you have to ask a person to prove that he was sent, because you don't know if a guy's a prophet or not. Right? What the Torah tells, a guy tells you something, how do you know it's from Hashem? Okay, so you have to prove that. For od im hoya hadover kafi hapshat. If you want to say it's going to be shat shustam shame shomer. So if you want to just say it's a name, haliyavatzer hadover. You haven't helped any. What's he says? Mamonav shach. It doesn't help to tell them the name. Why? Oshe shal yodim ikfar Hashem. Either they knew the name already. Either they knew Hashem's name already, or they didn't. Right? Mm-hmm. There's only two options here.
That's it. Right?
Oh, shalosh shamu meyongo. They never heard of Hashem's name.
Didn't they have some sort of a tradition that they, if someone says the name, then they would know it's true?
Well, either way, let's look at it both ways. Im ha'idulim, if they knew the name, harei ein l'holchach ma'asho diyamasa. It's no proof that Moshe knows the name, because maybe he knew the name like they knew the name.
That's for sure.
What are they proving?
Right.
His knowledge like their knowledge. And v'im hoya shalonish matzlem, and if they never knew Hashem's name, my rash is Hashem, Hashem, I don't know this is Hashem's name. Im hoya si yediya shmo raya, if that name is supposed to be a proof, who knows if he's telling the truth or not?
Yeah.
So it's absurd. The whole question is absurd. They're going to ask me, what's his name? So what's his name? So if they know the name, then he knows the name. If they don't know the name, how do they know he's lying to them? So what's the purpose of the question?
Yeah.
But more than that, Acharei Asher Hodiyo Lo Yisrael Shem's after. Shem tells him his name. Omer Lo, then he says, Lech Vosafta Ezikne Yisrael. Go gather the elders. Vishimu Lekalecha, and they will listen to your voice. V'achar Zeh Anu Hu Al Hashom. And then Moshe says, from Rehein Lo Yamali, they won't believe me. V'lo Yishmiko, they won't listen to my voice. Ukfar kodem amri yisalo, but Hashem said they will listen to your voice. What do you mean? That's what you asked Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're going to show miracles. That's going to prove it's you. What you need to know, and I will explain all the difficulties. That's what I'm going to tell you. Very important. He's going to say a big yesoid here, and it's well worth coming tonight. You know, it's well known the foolishness of the tzava. Now, the tzava is, I believe in English, they're called the Sabians. I don't know if the English have. Yeah, the Sabians. The Sabians were a group of Muslims and many others who, many of the nations were idol worshippers, and they were centered in Babylonia. And the Rambam talks a lot about them in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that you have in your source as well, and all these things. But basically, the idea is the ancients were pagans. The main thing he's saying, there's still pagans, there were pagans, and certainly in the time of Mitzrayim, there are lots of pagans.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what is it these pagans, Ba'osan Zmanim? V'shekol b'nei Adam, prat la'achodim, and all people except for rare individuals, they all worship idols, including the Jews. Klomer, maminim haruchanim v'atziliosos v'asiyas hatalasmos. They believed in all kinds of spiritual forces, making talismans, also those types of
lucky charms,
whatever. They're all believing in this. And very few people believed in a god. And, you know, we can go through the Rambam. I gave you on the bottom of the sheet, on the next page, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he explains that people first knew about God, then they were going to serve those who are his officers, and they forgot about Hashem, etc., etc., etc. Okay. And what did people claim in all the generations? Either one way or the other. Either they came to a complete understanding and proofs. Either you really understood it like Avram Avinu, which was a really rarity, as Avram really had to think a lot about there being Hashem. Or there were spiritual forces, like from the stars or angels, and had nothing to do with Hashem. Okay, fine. So either you believed, almost everybody believed in spiritual powers, pagan powers. Very few people really understood the idea of Hashem. Okay, now, at this point, let's take a look on the second page where you see the bolded words of the Rambam. Where it says in the bold by Halacha Beis, "V'kivin sh'orch hayomim," when the days passed, "Nishtaka Hashem anichbad v'haneirum imikol hayakum umidaitom," the name of Hashem, the awesomeness, was forgotten by everybody. "V'hikiru," they didn't recognize it. "V'nimtzu kol am ha'aretz hanoshim v'atanim eni yodim ella hatzur shel eitz v'shel evan v'heichol shel avonim shenischanchu mikatnuso." Ignorant people, the children, the women, they didn't know anything. They just knew there's a block of wood, a stone, and that's what worship. Love the Lashav v'simcha b'shma, and they swear by its name. V'acham yishoy b'hem, and the wise people amongst them, but not really wise people, k'gon kohanim, like their priests, u'kiyetzem, midamin, they make it seem, she'ein shom alokah, there's no God. Ela kochom v'gagom, just the stars and the spheres. You make the certain shapes for them, lead most to make it similar to them. But the creator of the world, nobody knew that. Only individuals understood that. Chanoch, Mr. Shelach, Noach, Shem, and Aver. And that's the way the world went until it came to Avraham. And look in the next bowl where Avraham starts thinking, and both Velibo Mishotet, and his heart is wandering. Umeven he understands actually he seek derech emes until he comprehends the real truth. Vehavin kavat zedek mitvunos anachon. Then he understood the point of righteousness from his proper understanding. He knew there was one God. Again, clear the Rambam says the source of achieving prophecy comes from intellectual excellence. So, what do you have going into Egypt right now? You have very, very few people know there's a God. Number one. Most are idol worshippers.
Yeah.
Okay, now that we understand that, let's go back into the Rambam. And here are the issues over here. So, Avol, Adam, now here's something that was never on the radar for anybody. Anybody. Aval Adam Shiiten es hanavua. Anyone who claims a prophecy. Shashem diber imo, that Hashem spoke to him. Visholach aso, and sent him to others to spread the message. Lo nishma ze klal lifnei Moshe Rabbeinu. This never happened before Moshe Rabbeinu, such a thing. So let me explain this. Let me explain. This is the big insight of the Rambam.
Yeah,
the minority, 99.9% of people, they don't even believe in God. I got just a handful of people who believe in God. But even the ones who believe in God, there was no such thing as God. Now, there was Nevuah. For example, Hashem spoke to Adam. Hashem spoke to Noah.
Yeah.
Hashem did speak to certain people. If you remember,
he
spoke to Abram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, etc. But every time they spoke, Hashem spoke to them, did he ever say to them, now go and tell the world the following?
No.
Never. Never.
Well, did he tell Abraham that he had to tell the world about Emunah?
No.
He intuitively did
no.
it on his own?
No. That's a very... See, that's what we're assuming. Certain things, we can't assume what the text never said. Abraham on his own decided to do it. Hashem never commanded him to do it. Just like Hashem never told Noah to tell the people of the world to do tshuva.
Right,
he just said, I'm bringing a flood. The world is going to come to an end. And this is what you're supposed to do. Now, when people came to Noah, Noah had the option to tell them what God told him or not. And Avram says, you know, there's a God in this world. Whatever Avram's doing, he's doing on his own, not by being told. Avram never said, because God never told anyone who he spoke to, he never told them, now go tell the world this and that. He never, ever said that. Now, you may want to ask a question at this point. He says, wait a minute. How did the non-Jews know about the seven Noachaibos?
Right.
Answer is very simple. When was the first time the seven Noachite laws were spoken?
To Noah.
To Adam. When it was just Adam alone. So he says, seven Noachite laws. Now, there's no one to tell it to. Now, Noah has kids. He tells Adam has kids. He tells them the Noachite laws. They're really the Adamite laws.
Yeah, why aren't they called Adamite?
I'll tell you why. Because after everybody got destroyed, you only come from Noah anyway.
Weren't there only six originally?
It's not important. But then, so when was the next time Hashem said it again? To Noah. After the flood. There's no one to talk to again. And Noah just tells to his children. It wasn't to spread the word. So Hashem, this is a very important point. Hashem, whenever he did speak to a Navi, and he spoke to them, it was just in terms of his relationship with them. Hashem says, Avram, I'm going to make you a big nation. I'm going to do this. I make a bris. All these things Hashem is talking to them. And that is the traditional sixth principle of Nevuah, that Hashem speaks to people. There's a separate aspect that when Hashem will tell a Navi to tell other people what he wants from them. So here's the point, and this is the whole issue here. Moshe has two issues over here. Issue number one is the people don't even know who God is. We don't even know. That's the first point. They don't know who God is. Second point, even if they're going to hear who God is, they never heard of God telling someone to tell someone else what to do. So Moshe has two major challenges. It was never in the history of the world. Number one, most of the world, once they got to the point of the Dor Enosh, they forgot about Hashem completely. So now you're going to come to the Jews that are mainly all idol worshippers. And now you got to realize what's going on. They don't know anything. They just know we're Jews. Dress like Jews. Speak like Jews.
And we're enslaved.
And what? And there's idols, and there's powers, and this and that. That there is a God? So what do I have to do? I have to tell the God. If I'm going to tell them about God, I'm going to say, can you tell me what he is? The name is really, tell me something about him. Who is this God? It means it's not like a stronger idol. No, it's not a stronger idol. I was sent by, well, who were you sent by? Now, remember what kind of culture shock this is to these people.
Yeah.
How are we going to, everything we've been learning in the Rambam for ages now, these people were ignorant of it.
Yeah.
So number one, Hashem is, now you go back to the psukim now. He says, you know, go to Paroth and get the Jews out, right? He says, who am I going to learn? Fine. So, but then, but now he's going to say, I'll be, so in Pasuk Gimel, he says, I'm going to go to the Jews, and they're going to say, not what's his name. The Rambam is being kind. What's his name is, who are you talking about? What's going on? What is this guy? Tell us something about this guy. And he'll explain what he is. Ekya. That's his name. Ekya Asher Ekya. Which means, as we'll see in a minute, this God that is different than any other God, as the Rambam is going to explain. But then they're going to say, okay, so we never heard of a God, even Zeus, never, no false prophet said, you know, Zeus told me to tell you this. Even in the idol-worshipping world, what do you got? The sun told me to tell you to do this and that. Even in the idol-worshipping world, this doesn't exist. Since when? And you know why? Since when does a God need your help?
Yeah.
If a God needs your help, what kind of God could he be? So he's going to say, they're not going to believe me, even if I'm going to get them to say there is a God. And what I'm going to tell them is he's more powerful than every other God. Ooh, he's more powerful than every other God. So if he's so powerful, what does God need a starship for? Right? What does he need a prophet? Just tell it to us straight up. So I'll do miracles so that they'll believe me that the God is sent. That is what the Rambam is going to be telling us. And it's interesting when Hashem tells him to say the name, who's he saying to tell it to? The elders, not to the Jews. Because to understand Hashem's name, you have to have some brains. And most of them didn't have any brains, unfortunately. Okay, they were zombies. Okay, so you go to some of the Zakanim, explain it to them. Now you got the Zakanim. So the zombies will listen to what the Zakanim tell them. It says, this man speaks the truth. There is such a God. A smart person could understand it. And now that he tells it to the smart people, so now they're going to say, okay, you're telling me that God says get out. Okay, now they're going to say, okay, but when did this ever happen that a God... From what we know about anything about God, God's never tell anybody to help him out.
Yeah.
Now you can do miracles so they'll understand. That is that's tremendous shot in the pasuk. Forget about anything else. You're learning Chumash now. You're never going to look at this psukim again next year in December or January. You come to this story, it's going to make a lot of sense what's going on over here and what the challenge was for Moshe.
Yeah.
So remember, they did not understand anything that we're talking about. From what Hashem is. Question?
So we're talking only up to Moshe because when you get to Yonah, he was told, right, to go to Nineveh.
Oh, yeah.
He was told.
Oh, sure.
And therefore,
but no, all the V.M. afterwards were told. Yoshua, yeah. Straight through. Once Moshe broke the barrier,
broke the ice,
okay, then you have Yoshua. Everybody's speaking in Hashem. A real Navi speaks in Hashem. But to appreciate the challenges that Moshe had to overcome were substantive over here. All right, so now let's go back. The Al Yita.
Weren't these miracles that he performed ones that could be re-performed by the Egyptian magicians?
Well, and therefore what?
Why would they believe him even after these miracles?
That's a good question. Because they're seeing others doing it too.
Yeah, but the snake swallowed their snake.
Yeah, but they did do more. Oh, right. He did do more, but he didn't do it with them. At the end of the day, he didn't have to do any of them. They never asked.
They didn't ask for signs.
At the end of the day.
We believe.
And really, a lot of those signs were for Moshe, not for Hashem.
He really
was talking Lashon Hara about this.
But didn't they have a tradition? Hakod Yifkod Elohim.
Yeah, but that
was passed down from.
But again, that whole thing has difficulty because then if they knew it, someone else knew it.
I never thought of that before.
It's always an interesting question, but we'll just put it on the side. It's not a Chumash class per se, but we got what we need to know.
Yeah.
Now, let's continue. Al Yitach, and don't be mistaken, Mashenemar Ba'avos Shenishkar Shom Shediber Hashem imam the Torah. Someone said, "Yeah, but Hashem spoke to the others." Because we don't find them with a nevuah that he's told to call people,
right,
or to guide others. Until where Hashem, it's Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, or those who came before them with Ne'odim, to tell others. He never did that. Amar li Hashem, they didn't go and tell them. Hashem told me, Asu alosazu, do or don't do. Or Shalcheni Lechem sent me to you. So Loya Klal, it never happened.
Did Sarah hear directly from Hashem that she was going to give birth? Or did Avraham?
That has nothing to do with others. It's him. It's for him.
But
it's not an instruction. It's not an instruction.
Okay.
And Hashem spoke to both of them, didn't
both
he?
Spoke to
the,
both
it was the angel. First of all, it's the angel. It wasn't Sarah. It wasn't Sarah. It was the angel.
Right.
Hashem says, I'm promising you children. Shkreach. Hashem did not say, you have to tell Sarah.
Okay,
and I don't know if Avram told her or not. It doesn't matter. But Hashem never said, do me a favor.
I understand.
Tell them something in my name.
I understand why it's qualitative.
Right? Ella, what was this? Hoya Hashem said, Shaykh Lahem. What was appropriate for them? Well, yes, sir, not more. Climber means a bishle musam. What could help their perfection? Vadrachasam, or guidance. Lamasha, what she should do. Hashem says, Avram, lech lecha, go. I didn't tell you anybody else. Hashem didn't say, and take your rest in the chevra with you. He didn't say, go and tell everyone that's with you to go with you. That was Avram's option. That was his own decision to make. Right? He went to inform what's going to happen to their children, but not more. And on their own, they would call people in depth and with teaching, like it says by the souls that he made in Haran. Yes, Aaron decided on his own to teach mankind about God. So you see, really, it turns out that Aaron and Noah were very similar in terms of the prophecies that they got from Hashem. Hashem says, this is what's going to happen, and this is what I want you to do. That's all. And I'm not telling, and Bidafka did not tell them.
Right.
Why? Because we want to see what's their initiative.
Right.
If Hashem will tell Noah, go tell them, and go tell them the tshuva and this and that, well, he's going to be obedient. But I don't know if I have a partner. A partner has to think on his own. Right? Avram, Hashem never said to Avram, teach the world about
him. That's why we're unfair.
Hashem wants to, let's see what he wants to do on his own. Does he want to be part of the process or just an obedient slave? So Noach was an obedient slave.
He's
a tzaddik. He listens. Hashem didn't, but he wasn't a chassid.
That's why he's unfair.
Remember, what is a chassid? A tzaddik does what he's told. A chassid understands what he's told, what he should also do, even if he's not told. So Adam was a tzaddik, for sure, but not a chusid.
But
Avram, Avram was a chusid. You understand? That he, that's, if Hashem is telling me to do this, and Hashem has shared what the world is, shouldn't I share this with others? Wouldn't Hashem want me to share this with others? And that's clearly the difference, why we all come from Avram and not from Noah. Per se. We're not Noahites. Questions, comments?
Well, I don't know if that's quite fair because everybody lost their sort of Yetzer Tov at the time of Noach. They were rock, kol hayom. They were only evil.
But they could be told.
But if you don't have any good in you, what are you working with?
Well, that's why we judge
first
Noach.
First of all, but if Noach, we know if Noach would have tried, something would have happened.
Yeah.
We don't
something.
Know. We know the whole world got
We know he didn't try. And one thing's for sure. Hashem didn't tell them that, you know, even if you'll talk to them, it won't help.
Well, if you...
And let's put it this way. Was the world any better in Avram's time?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It was still the rock.
It wasn't rock, kol hayom. All the evil was
Why not?
Removed.
Why not?
Tower of Babel.
Why not? Tower of Babel. That's not rock.
But it wasn't everybody.
What do you mean? It was everybody.
No,
just
it
not,
you had the Shem and Avery. You had the Yeshiva.
Oh, wow.
There.
So you had Noach and his family.
Was
that was nothing.
The side of the world.
A couple of puny people. Nothing. Five, six people. That's it.
But you have even the top advisor from Nimrod came over to Avram.
Later. But this is a minuscule amount. That's why Avram's called. He was against the whole world.
To the other side of the river.
The other people, either it said they didn't say a word. Okay, so that's where you see where Hashem didn't give the instruction. It was evil. It was terrible.
Did Yaakov carry on?
Who?
Did Yitzchak and Yaakov carry on spreading the word?
Well, they had their own way, Durachim, in it. Yitzchak had a different way of Kiruv. He felt if he learns more Torah, the world will be Kiruv through him.
No, it was well.
You know, and it worked. Let's put this, at the end of the day, Avram, after all the work he did, none of them stuck anyway. And Yitzchak had his own method. Okay, we're halfway through this. Good place to stop it. And we will continue tomorrow. Okay.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 30 minutes.